There's a lot of American headliners that are going to bring in people to see Canadian artists. And we want to keep collaborations between the two countries, between citizens, between artists. Those conversations are critical. And they're musical conversations, they're artistic conversations. So I don't think that there's a time we're going to say, this is what's happening in the States and we're going to stop booking American artists. We always have a priority on Canadian artists. At least 50% of our lineup, it's probably closer to 60, is Canadian. And then the world. So we're a festival that prides ourselves on these collaborations and on people from around the world.